Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Biden is scheduled to meet with congressional leaders today at the White House. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports they'll talk about raising the nation's debt ceiling.
The White House on Monday warned that Biden has no plans to change course when it comes to negotiating the terms for lifting the borrowing limit. House Republicans have passed a bill to raise the debt ceiling that's tied to major cuts in government spending. Democrats say negotiating the budget is a separate discussion and should not be used as a bargaining chip when it comes to preventing what would be a catastrophic default.
NPR's Windsor Johnston reporting. Immigration authorities say the number of migrants apprehended at the U.S.-Mexico border is climbing. NPR's Joel Rose reports the uptick comes just days before pandemic-era border restrictions are set to end.
The Border Patrol recorded almost 9,000 apprehensions per day over the weekend, according to Chief Raul Ortiz. That's the highest daily average since December. It comes as the Biden administration prepares to lift the pandemic border restrictions known as Title 42, which have allowed immigration authorities to quickly expel large numbers of migrants without letting them seek asylum. Those restrictions are set to end Thursday, and immigration authorities and border communities are bracing for an influx of migrants who've been waiting in Mexico. The Biden administration insists the border will not be open and that migrants who cross the border illegally will encounter sharp new limits on asylum. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
Jurors in a New York civil case filed against former President Donald Trump are starting deliberations today. Writer E. Jean Carroll accuses him of rape and defamation. Trump denies the allegations and says she is lying. The Pentagon says the U.S. is providing more support to Ukraine. The U.S. package is worth $1.2 billion. It will help Ukraine build up its air defenses and provide more ammunition for its troops. Stocks open mixed this morning as businesses brace for tighter credit conditions. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose nearly 10 points in early trading.
Banks have already gotten stingier about making loans, and the credit squeeze is expected to get tighter in the coming months. A survey of bank loan officers by the Federal Reserve finds lenders nervous about the economic outlook, customers' collateral, and banks' own access to funds. Demand for business loans is also slipping. Boeing stock got a lift today after a big order for new jets. Discount airline Ryanair is buying 150 of Boeing's 737 MAX jets with an option to buy 150 more. The European carrier hopes to nearly double its passenger traffic by 2034. China's exports grew more slowly in April than they did the month before. New customs figures show April exports were up 8.5% from a year ago. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks remain mixed. The Dow is up a little more than a point at 33,620. This is NPR News. In Pakistan, former Prime Minister Imran Khan has been arrested today. He's facing numerous corruption charges. But Khan has also been accusing Pakistan's ruling party of corruption itself. Khan's supporters are calling for protests, and there are reports of unrest in the capital, Islamabad. Three unions representing 9,000 workers at Rutgers University in New Jersey have voted to ratify a new labor agreement with the school. From member station WHYY, Kenneth Burns reports union leaders also want officials to settle contracts with non-faculty unionized workers.
The contract includes raises for full-time and adjunct faculty, plus guaranteed funding for PhD candidates. Despite ratification, the leaders for the unions made it clear there was some unfinished business. Todd Wolfson, with the union representing the full-time faculty, had a direct message for University President Jonathan Holloway.
President Holloway, you have a lot of work to do, and your team has a lot of work to do in settling outstanding contracts of some 6,000 workers.
The university said it looks forward to resolving all outstanding non-faculty contracts as soon as possible. For NPR News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New Brunswick, New Jersey.
A pioneering opera singer has died. A publicist for mezzo-soprano Grace Bumbry says she died in Vienna Sunday after suffering a stroke last year. She was 86 years old. Bumbry was the first black singer to perform at a major German music festival in 1961. And Bumbry made her debut at the Metropolitan Opera in 1965. That's where she gave hundreds of performances. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.